Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a retro rave call and response riff warp in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming it straight at jungle and old school drum and bass energy. Think pirate radio. Think rave stabs cutting through a breakbeat. Think simple, catchy, a little raw, and just unstable enough to feel alive. The big idea here is that your riff talks to itself. One phrase asks the question, the next phrase answers it. That call and response movement gives you tension, release, and momentum without overcrowding the track. In DNB, that matters a lot, because the drums are already doing so much of the excitement. So instead of stuffing the loop with more and more notes, we're going to make a short riff that feels intentional, rhythmic, and memorable. Let's start by setting up the session. Open a new Ableton Live set and set the tempo somewhere in the drum and bass range. A good starting point is 172 BPM for more classic jungle feel, or 174 to 176 if you want it a bit tighter and more modern. Create a few tracks, a drum break track, a bass track, a MIDI track for the rave riff, and maybe an extra FX or atmosphere track if you want one later. For this lesson, we're going to work in a two-bar loop first. That's the sweet spot for call and response because the listener gets the idea quickly, and you can hear whether the riff has enough shape without waiting forever. If you already have a breakbeat, place it on the drum track and warp it so it locks to the grid. If not, just use a simple break-inspired drum pattern for now. Keep it rolling, keep it punchy, but don't make it too busy yet. We want the riff to be clearly heard. Now let's build the sound. On the rave riff track, drop an analog or wavetable. For beginner-friendly, old-school energy, start simple and aggressive. A saw wave on oscillator 1 is a great start. Add a square wave or a second saw on oscillator 2, and attune it slightly for width and bite. You're not trying to make a huge polished trance lead here. You want something with attitude, something that feels like it could have come from a rave sampler or an early jungle record. Shape it with a filter and envelope. Try a cutoff somewhere around 1.5 to 4kHz, with a bit of resonance, maybe around 10 to 25%. Give it a fast attack, a short to medium decay, and a low to medium sustain so each note has a punchy stab-like feel. Release can stay fairly short too, just enough so it doesn't click off unnaturally. After the synth, add saturator. Push the drive a little, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. That gives the riff some grit and helps it read better against the drums. Then add auto filter. A low pass 12 or low pass 24 works nicely here. If you want to go a step further, put the filter cutoff on a macro using an instrument rack so you can move it easily later. Why this kind of sound? Because retro rave riffs need to be bright, clear, and rhythmically punchy. In a jungle or DNB track, your hook can't be too soft or it disappears behind the break. A slightly edgy synth with controlled filtering gives you that pirate radio bite. Now for the fun part, the MIDI phrase. Keep it simple. Use a small note range. 3 to 5 notes is enough. In a minor key like F minor, G minor, or a minor, write something that sounds like a short statement rather than a full melody. Remember the goal. This is not a long tune, it's a question and an answer. Think of the first half of the loop as the call. Make it catchy, maybe a higher note, a repeat, then a small jump down. Then make the response feel different. It could start lower, move upward, or end on a note that feels unresolved. A tiny rest before the answer can make it hit even harder. That little pocket of silence is important. In breakbeat-heavy music, silence is part of the groove. A strong beginner approach is to use one anchor note that repeats, then vary the ending. For example, the call might land on a higher stab and then drop. The response might begin lower and rise slightly, or it might hit the same pitch with a different rhythm. If you want the whole thing to feel more alive, vary velocity too. Let the repeated hit be a little softer, and let the response land stronger. That one move alone can add a ton of life. Now we're going to warp the riff. Add automation to the filter cutoff, and maybe to saturator drive or a little reverb if you want extra movement. The call should feel brighter and more open. The response should feel a little darker or more filtered. That contrast is what makes the riff sound like it's talking back to itself. A nice simple move is to automate the cutoff so it opens during the call and narrows slightly during the response. For example, you might move from around 1.5 kHz up to 6 kHz, then bring it back down a bit. You can also automate saturator drive from 2 dB to 5 dB if you want the answer phrase to feel more aggressive. If you use reverb, keep it tiny. Just a little burst on the last hit of the response can make it feel bigger without washing out the groove. If you want a little extra warp, add simple delay. Try 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, with feedback around 15 to 25%, and a very small dry/wet amount, maybe 5 to 15%. Use it subtly. In old school jungle, a little delay tail can make a stab feel larger and more animated, but too much will turn your riff into mush. Next, lock the riff to the breakbeat. This is where the idea becomes proper DNB. The riff needs to sit with the break, not just float above it. Open the MIDI clip and look at the grid alongside the drum hits. If your break has a strong snare on beats 2 and 4, try placing the riff hit just before the snare, or right after it, so the phrase feels like it's pushing against the drum pattern. That offbeat placement creates tension and energy. A classic move is to place the main riff hit on the end of 1, then the answer on the end of 3. Leave little rests between notes so the break can breathe. If the whole thing is too rigid, you can add a light swing feel using the groove pool, but use it gently. You don't want to smear the timing. You want the riff to feel human and urgent, not sloppy. Now let's give the low end some space. Add a simple sub bass or a light reese on another MIDI track. Keep it separate from the riff. For a sub, operator with a sine wave is perfect. Keep it mono, and let it live mostly around 50 to 90 Hz. If you want a bit more texture, you can layer a lightly detuned saw-based bass above it, but high-pass that layer so it doesn't fight the sub. The important thing is that the bass and riff leave each other room. If the riff answers on beat 3, the bass can hold, drop out, or shift rhythm there. If the riff leaves a little gap, let the bass fill it. That trading of space is a huge part of the jungle feel. The arrangement feels busy, but nothing is stepping on everything else. Now let's bring in some breakbeat detail. If you're working with a looped break, it helps to chop it a bit so it feels edited instead of flat. Put the break in simpler or drum rock and slice out a few key pieces, a snare, a kick, a ghost snare, maybe a ride or cymbal fragment. You can layer a clean snare with a chopped break snare for extra snap. A tiny bit of drum bus on the drum group can help too. Just a touch of drive and crunch. Keep the low-end boom under control if your sub is already doing a lot. A good trick is to make small edits in the second half of the loop. Drop one kick, add a ghost snare. Reverse a tiny break fragment into the response. This is where the drums start to feel like they're responding to the riff too. That's the magic. The riff is in conversation with the break, not just sitting on top of it. Now we can think in 16-bar phrases. A simple arrangement could go like this. Bars 1 to 4, drums and a filtered riff tease. Bars 5 to 8, the full call and response riff comes in. Bars 9 to 12, bring in the bass and add more break variation. Bars 13 to 16, strip one element out, then bring it back harder. That gives the section shape and keeps it feeling like a real tune instead of just a loop. Automation helps a lot here. Open the riff filter a little every 4 bars. Add a short reverb swell before bar 9 if you want a bigger lift. You can even mute the bass for 1 bar before the next return to make the drop hit harder. That kind of contrast is really effective in jungle and old school DNB, where sudden space can feel massive. A few teacher style reminders before we wrap up. Think in questions, not full melodies. The riff should feel like a statement and a reply. Leave tiny holes. Silence makes the groove stronger. Use velocity to make the repeated hits feel different from the response. Treat the riff a bit like percussion, because in this style, rhythm is just as important as pitch. And test it quietly. If the riff still reads clearly at low volume, you've probably got the right shape. If you want a darker version, make the response slightly more filtered than the call. If you want more bite, add a little more saturation before you automate the filter. If the riff is clashing with the bass, high-pass it a bit more and keep the sub clean and mono. And if the loop feels too static, make one small change every 4 or 8 bars. Even a missing note, a delayed last hit, or a brief filter close can make a huge difference. Here's your practice challenge. Build a 2-bar jungle phrase with a breakbeat, a simple rave stab sound, and a 3-note call and response riff in a minor key. Automate the filter so the call is brighter than the response. Add a sub bass that leaves room underneath the answer phrase. Then loop it for 8 bars and change one thing every 4 bars. Mute a hit, open the filter, add a delay throw, or remove the bass for 1 beat. If you do that, you'll end up with something that feels like a real pirate radio DNB idea, not just a static MIDI loop. And that's the goal here. Movement, tension, and a riff that feels alive over the break. Fresh, raw, and ready to roll.